You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
With an interview. Well, we have Emma Carter from Te Papa Ioia, Palmerston North, all fielding. I'm not exactly sure. We'll clear that up soon. We have Emma Carter on the line here to talk about her debut album, Blue, which landed on music platforms pretty recently. Good morning to you, Emma. How are we?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
I'm very, very glad to hear that, my friend. So, you might have just heard me say, I'm kind of confused. Are you from Palmerston North or Fielding?
I'm kind of from both because my parents are split. So.
Oh, true. I'm sorry. I know your pain. What's out of the two, what's the better spot?
Oh, man. I mean, there's a little more to do in Palmy.
It seems like that's the case for sure. I will say, though, both have very good angsty sort of music scenes.
Yeah.
On your Instagram, you recently put out a few reels of you enjoying reverb in a nearby tunnel that you found, which is real fun, real silly. Where is that tunnel? How did you find it?
We were driving back from Auckland, actually, from a family gathering, and I actually don't know where it was, but it was somewhere around. It was really fun, though.
Just a random little stop on.
It was random.
On the beautiful State Highway 1.
Yep, something like that.
Is Metallica where you also went to go? Is Auckland where you also went to go see Metallica?
Yeah, that was epic.
Nice. How'd that go?
It was real cool because, you might have seen on my Instagram, I showed up so I could hear Evanescence opening and a bit of Metallica from outside. Mm. And while I was there, a girl came up to me and was like, hey, I found these tickets online. Do you want to risk it and buy some with me? And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to risk it. And they were a good price and I got in and I saw the whole Metallica set. Yeah.
That's so dope. And it's just, that's the roll of the dice with strangers, and you seemed Lady Luck seemed to be shining upon you that day, and that also that clip you posted of that situation, it got a lot of traffic. It was relatively viral.
It did. I know. I'm stoked about that. It's still getting likes every day.
Actually,
it
blew the hell up, which is awesome. Who do you think was better to see live, Metallica or Evanescence?
Oh God. Well. Both are amazing bands, I will say that, but Evanescence has always been my favorite, but then I'll be called a fake fan by Metallica fans, so they were both amazing.
You're going to Switzerland on this one, I appreciate that. On Facebook, I saw your old high school in Fielding gave a shout out to you for releasing this new record. Was that quite a surprise?
It was a surprise, yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel about my high school congratulating me for anything, but I guess it's nice to be recognized, right?
Yeah.
When you think of the color blue, which is the namesake of this debut album that you've put out, what comes to mind? Like, what do you feel? Is it a liberating feeling? Because I think a lot of the album is trying to, escape yourself and trying to maybe reconcile a lot of self-alienation and self-hatred. Is blue a color of torment, or is it a color of liberation for you?
That's a really good question. It's definitely kind of a color that summed up a lot of my emotions while writing this album. So there's sadness and what else? I don't know, depression, and there's a bit of grieving feelings and stuff. It's all just very blue overall, so it is more of a negative thing. But as you may have heard in my album, there's also a lot of hope in there, so... Yeah.
For sure. The album was recorded at the Stomach in Te Papa Ioia with Sam Shepherd. Now that place is a venue, it's a recording space. I've heard it's a pretty legendary place. What is it to you and the broader music community up in that town?
The Stomach is a real cool place. There's so many amazing people there. They're really inclusive and supportive, and it was amazing working with Sam because he worked so hard to get the album out by 11/11, which is when I wanted it out. So I produced everything on my own and then brought the album to him, and we had to smash out all the vocals and co-mix the album and get it mastered and prep everything in 1 month. He was so generous, just real late nights up till midnight, a lot of nights.
That's a tall order for 1 month.
Yeah, it was crazy.
My goodness, mate. Well, I'm glad it's over. What's the significance of 11/11?
Yeah. So, I mean, firstly, it's cool. I love it when I see 11/11. It's just fun. But also, I was born at the time 11/11 in January. So I just think that that's cool.
Damn. I have a friend who was born on a Friday the 13th while a storm was raging and there was an owl looking in over his mum while he was being born, which is kind of a crazy series of events. Yeah, it's pretty nuts. The opener track on here, Fatal, is fascinating in that you're using these deep, dark synths and horn sections to launch these lyrical ideas around, like, self-hatred, questioning if the worst aspects of yourself are kind of the sum total. And I think that's a pretty universal experience. I've felt that way. I feel that way on certain days. And I think it sets the tone of the album very well, and then it's very raw, vulnerable, and emotional. And it might be a dumb question, but were you going through a bit of a rough patch when you were making this thing?
Yeah, definitely the whole album, and I mean it hasn't ever like fully stopped, I don't think, but definitely I've dealt with a lot of like family issues and like self-hate and insecurity and depression, anxiety, stuff like that. There's been a lot of dark stuff that's kind of all piled together, so it was really therapeutic to me to get it out into music.
I kind of see that music seems to be a massive outlet for you in any capacity. Like, there's those videos of you busking on your Instagram, and you just have a massive smile on your face. Like, that's something that's a great thing to see.
Yeah, thank you.
The track Blue Haired Angel, of course, you have blue hair on the album cover. You have blue hair at the moment. Is it a song about you wanting to be your sort of ideal self, you know? Like, and if you could be your ideal self, do you think you'd still have new things to worry about? You know, would you still kind of be looking for an itch you couldn't scratch?
Damn, that's deep.
I think about that all the time. I think I would just be, you know.
I mean, I definitely have kind of ideas of an ideal self, and that I want to be more like that self, and I also want to be more like, lots of friends that I have that are like way prettier than me or way cooler than me or way better at whatever. And I feel like it's just definitely there was a lot of thinking about comparing myself to others, like online and in real life, and like, am I good enough? And I want to be more like other people. And yeah.
You know, it's funny though. I recently had an artist on the program who was talking about how her friends think that she lives this incredible life because she makes music, and like all her music Instagram seems to be so, you know, picture perfect. And she was like, that's not the reality at all. And actually, oh God, I'm sending out the message that my life is incredible, even though it's not. And she's like, has a massive love-hate relationship with using social media as a promoting platform. So, you know, everyone is comparing each other to each other. Like, comparison. And at the end of the day, comparison is, you know, massive theft of joy. It's not. And social media just kind of really bakes that shit into you. It really hardwires your psychology to think negatively, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Restless Nights is a track that really took me by surprise because it's so spacious. It's a minimal drum beat and a very low-hanging synth. And then there's a big stinging synth that comes out of nowhere. It's like a beat switch, like 90210 by Travis Scott. How did that track come about?
I feel like it was like a year ago I wrote that, so I don't even know if I remember. But it's Restless Nights. It was probably, I think, the second track I wrote on the whole album after Past Life Punishment. And I was just sitting down at my little digital piano just making stuff up, and then I got some cool ideas, and then I'm sorry, I don't even remember.
No, you're okay. I just thought the beat switch.
I love that song, though.
The beat switch was just it takes you out of your listening experience entirely, and it really it really clamps down. It's awesome. It's great. Throughout this album, you're experimenting a whole lot, trying a whole lot of different things. There's spoken word passages, a bit of rapping. I mean, the instrumental palette for this thing is like dark, eerie synths and piano, which is already a crazy merge. And there's also some clubby bass on this album. What was something that you tried on this that was, you know, farthest from your comfort zone?
Honestly, I do feel like the bass was quite hard for me because I feel like it's honestly hard coming up with like the right notes for bass, because I'm used to playing, I don't know, different instruments with, I don't know, but bass, you have to find like the right harmonies and stuff, and you're also making it up as you go, so I don't know, but it was challenging for me to get the bass correct. But like, there were a lot of challenges. I feel like a lot of it I just was improvising though, and just kind of working things out as I went, so yeah.
Mm. I think that you can kind of get that on that video where you record guitar at like 1 a.m. on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is such a... you really put yourself through the ringer. And yeah. I appreciate that, because it makes for a great listening experience. Do you think next time you'll try and plan it out a bit long-term, so it's less of a crunch?
Yeah, I do think I will try to plan it out better next time.
And do you think the next album will also be colour-related?
I don't know. I've been thinking about that. No idea.
If you had to, off the bat, right now, your gut instinct, what colour would it be?
Probably red.
Red. Okay, that seems very fitting. That seems very, very fitting. do you think you'll be doing any sort of touring, any visits to Te Waipounamu, or the South Island, anytime this year or next year to, you know, celebrate the release of this album?
I would absolutely love to. I'm working on getting some gigs now. It's a bit of a challenge, but I will be in the South Island in January, so I'm going to see what I can do then.
Cool. Well, you know, if you come down to Otipoti, there's a few really, really great venues that I'm sure will be very happy to have you.
Cool. Thanks.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming on the program today, Emma. I really appreciate your time. Are there any last thoughts, words of wisdom you'd like to leave our audience with?
Honestly, wait, I'll just say to the other aspiring musicians, I just want to say, like, keep doing what you're doing, because I feel like a lot of people give up, and that's why they don't make it in music or in anything that they want to do. And I feel like it's cheesy to say that, but you got to just, like, not give up, and you will make it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen to that, you know. Perseverance, be persistent, chase your dreams and your hopes, because at the end of the day, those are kind of all we have, especially in what seems to be a very hopeless world. Thank you very much for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, man. All right, folks, that was Emma Carter. We're talking to them about their latest record, Blue, debut album. It's a real feat. I highly recommend you go listen to it. We're going to play the track Restless Nights, maybe one other song after that, and we'll see how we get on. You are indeed listening to The Big Breakfast Program on Radio 191 FM. Keep it locked.
I sleep until it's midday, stay up until it's 3 a.m. Like you would care, I skip every nighttime REM. I'm scared I'll think I'm crazy, why won't you validate me? My memory's so hazy now. La da da, da da da.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.